Last week, James Ward from Adobe and I delivered the Developing Rich User Interfaces on Force.com using Adobe Flex webinar. For those of you who missed it, the full recording, slides, and associated source code demonstrated can be found here. There were a flurry of questions at the end of the webinar, and several of them had to do with using the Apex Flash tag to display Flex-based Flash objects within Visual Force pages. So I thought I'd address some of the common questions around this. How do I use the tag? The tag has three required attributes, src, width, and height, all of which are strings. The src attribute is the path to your SWF file. SWF files, much like images, are generally uploaded to Force.com as static resources, then referenced within Visual Force via the !resource.resource_name expression. See my article from earlier this year for more info on static resources. The height and width are self-explanatory. What if my SWF is larger than that 5 megabytes limit for static resources? First of all, perhaps you can reduce the size of your SWF using the modules feature of Flex, which allows you to break out your code and resources into smaller SWF files that are lazy loaded. But assuming that still doesn't get you under the 5 megabytes limit, you can always store your SWF files as documents which don't have the limit. To link to a document, use the following URL, /servlet/servlet.file/download/file=document.id. How do I pass information from the page to the Flex application? This is the purpose of the FlashVars attribute of the Visual Force tag. Whatever you said in that attribute gets appended as a query string to the path the SWF file, which in turn makes that data available via Flex's application.parameters object. Here's an example. The page. Apex Flash FlashVars equals session it equals $API. Session underscore ID and foo equals bar. Greater than. Then from within the Flex app, you can access the data like this from the main application MXML. Var sid string equals parameters dot session. Id. Var foo string equals parameters dot bar. I get a security warning in E because of the way the codebase attribute is rendered. What do I do? I'm currently looking into this. It appears that when we render the link to the Adobe site for those clients who don't already have Flash, we use an HTTP prefix. This would normally be correct, but since all sessions with Force.com are over HTTPS, the browser gives you a warning about this. Until I figure out how best the Apex Flash tag should handle this, I will suggest another way to approach this, writing your own Visual Force component. Below is a sample custom component that emits basically the same thing as what the standard tag does, except you can customize any aspect of it that you want. Here we provide an attribute for setting the codebase, which you can set to something HTTPS based or really whatever you want. Apex component id equals flash greater than. Apex attribute name equals src required equals true type equals string description equals the path to the movie displayed, expressed as a URL. Greater than. Apex attribute name equals width required equals true type equals string description equals the width at which this movie is displayed. Greater than. Apex attribute name equals height required equals true type equals string description equals the height at which this movie is displayed. Greater than. Apex attribute name equals flashvars type equals string description equals the flashvars attribute can be used to import root level variables to the movie. Greater than. Apex attribute name equals codebase type equals string description equals the path to the download URL for the flash player, greater than. Object class id equals CLSID D27CDB6EEE6D11CF96B844455534000. It equals, $!component.flash, width equals, !width, height equals, !height. Codebase equals, !codebase, greater than. Param name equals movie value equals, !src, greater than. Param name equals flashvars value equals, !flashvars, greater than. Param name equals quality value equals high, greater than. Param name equals color value equals hashtag 869ca7, greater than. Param name equals allow script access value equals same domain, greater than. embed src equals exclamation mark src flashvars equals exclamation mark flashvars quality equals hide color equals hashtag 869cos7 width equals exclamation mark width height equals exclamation mark height name equals exclamation mark dollar component dot flash align equals middle play equals false loop equals false quality equals high allow script access equals same domain type equals application slash x shockwave flash plugins page equals http://www.adobe.com/go/get/player/embed/object/script/var/flash/object equals navigator.appname.index of Microsoft equals 1 window exclamation mark dollar component dot flash document exclamation mark dollar component dot flash var flash element equals document dot get element by id exclamation mark dollar component dot flash flash element dot parent node dot flash equals flash object slash script slash apex component. Hope this points you folks in the right direction. Happy coding!